Alrighty, hello there, all you Radio Sega fans out there. This is a Super Sega here. Alright, that's awesome. Okay, so if you weren't here last week, this is Radio Sega Triple Trouble, where we'll each be doing our own music segment on the show, as well as doing, you know, a very nice talking about all the games we've been playing recently, which you'll learn about later that I haven't done too much. And, yeah, I'm gonna let everybody, explain their, segments in the order they come in, if you're a first-time listener, and if you are, welcome. So I'm gonna start off with Music Clues. Wait a minute. Wait. You can't hear anybody but me. Okay, this is already a problem. You cannot hear music clues. Ah, crap. What the heck is wrong? This sucks. I've got it all figured. Yeah, no one can hear you guys right now. I'm the only person who can, which I've... We just did a test and it was fine. Okay, this sucks. The audio reviews are all started. This is gonna be fun. Okay, why don't you guys say something? See if I can fix it now. 1 second. Say again. Okay. Okay, I think I see what I've done. VB virtual audio cable. Da 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 da. You mean you're running about 1,000 virtual cables, stuff can get messed up. See if I can fix all this stuff. I am super duper sorry about this, guys. I don't think this is a show without a technical difficulty, though. Okay, 1 second. I'm gonna have to go offline real fast here, and we're gonna play our first little music segment for you guys as I see if I can figure out what the heck's happening. So, yeah, here begins the amazing show. I'm gonna let it fade out to the next song, and I'll be seeing what magic I can work with Sam. Yeah, Rexy, problem of the week. That is indeed correct. Okay, I'll be right back, my friends. Okay. Say something again real quick.
Yeah, yo!
Okay. Yeah, we're back. Yeah.
Okay,
so I'm super duper sorry. Say it again.
Nothing.
Okay, it's picking up in Sam, right? Okay, so I'm super duper sorry about that, guys. Some cables program got messed up. Cause I'm running like 4 programs to run all of us from on one cable. But okay, so we're gonna take off where we left off, and Music Clues is gonna describe his epic segment. Music Clues, take it away.
Music Clues Mashup Madness. I will be playing 3 mashups I've listened to in the last week, and I will be describing 3 things. 1, the tracks they used, obviously. 2, what the artist was going for, and 3, why they made it.
Alright, cool. That sounds like it's going to be a great segment. So now on to Super Sega's Remix Rush, or Madness, or whatever it's called. I already forget the name of my own segment. I'm sorry, guys. Which then, I'm going to be playing a bunch of remixes, about 4 of them that I really chose and I really like, and I'm going to describe them, you know, what's up with them, and pretty much how the artist created the remix, you know, where it came from, who the artist is, such like that. So this promises to be a pretty fun day, and now we go on to Jamie64326's segment, which is...
Retro Rhythms, where I go across the classic era of Sega, going across the consoles of the Master System, Game Gear, Mega 2X, Mega Drive, and Mega CD, and playing some of my favourite tracks across those eras.
Alright, that sounds pretty freaking awesome. Yes. Alright, so we're gonna get on to Music Clues. Clues, a great segment of remix or mashup madness, and I'm gonna let him take it away. Take it away, Music Clues!
Alright, today's mashups are Get the Concept of Edge by Logic, which is a mashup of The Concept of Love and Get Edgy from Sonic Lush. It is a very, very upbeat pop type mashup. I've listened to this so many times, I can't even describe it. Second one is a mashup of We Are Burning Rangers from Burning Rangers, Sonic's Sega Saturn game. It's mashed up with the original and the one from Sonic All-Stars Racing Transform, and this is by Kelly J.K., whatever that is. And last but not least, we have Rage from ME, which is by Hypersand, who made a mashup of... Hold on, I got it right here. He used OR, Super Mix from Streets of Rage 2, and obviously Unknown from ME from Sonic Adventure, which just seems to be the popular one. And a hint of the Knuckles theme from Sonic 3 a little bit. So I'm look forward to listening to these guys. Here we go!
Yeah. Just believe we will be.
Alrighty, so I'm gonna let Music Clues re-say all those tracks were, and they are...
Get the Concept of Edge by Logic, We Are Burning Angels, a mashup of the Sonic All-Star Season Transform version and the original, and finally Rage from ME, which is unknown from ME. This is S-O-R-T, or I don't know, from Streets of Rage 2.
Don't hurt yourself, kid.
Sorry.
It's okay. I'm just messing with you. So those are some nice mashups, I gotta say, everyone. And everyone in the IRC, make sure to message Jamie64326, MusicClues, Cluey, and I, Super Sega, about what games you've been playing Sega recently, which just brings us to our next segment. What have we been doing in the world of Sega? So I'm gonna let somebody else go first, because I ain't got nothing really good to talk about.
Alright, well, just earlier today, I was playing some Jet Set Radio, and even before that, some Sonic Generations. Very good stuff.
Very good stuff indeed.
I have plenty of Sega games I've been playing during the last week.
Dirty emulator? What? Who said that?
Let's start off with this one for Need Foods Club Sega High Scores trying to attempt to beat Killer French Bread's high score on Super Hanon.
Good luck with that. I mean, I've tried Super Hang-On. Oh man, am I bad at it. Like, the only real motorcycle game I'm good at is Road Rash 1 and 2. Put me on the third one, or Hang-On, I'm done for.
Then you won't have any luck against Killer French Bread score, which is over 50 million.
Good game, everyone.
Oh,
50 million. Does this even go that high in the Master System? Can it count that high?
It's not the Master System, it's the arcade version of the game.
Oh, you are emulating. Okay, emulator.
Well,
remember kids, emulating is bad. Sorry, when we were off on the music break, we were jabbing each other about what games we've been playing, and he's all like, oh, you can just emulate Echo, and I'm like, it isn't the same, Jamie. Dirty emulator.
Alright. Nothing wrong with a bit of emulation.
There's a lot wrong with it, but I'm not going to get into that right now. Well, maybe I will. My segment.
There's a Fantasy Zone, which another one where I'm trying to set the high score for, which I believe I did, actually.
Mm, very neat.
Bonanza Brothers. So much arcade games.
Yeah, Bonanza Brothers is nice. I had it on the Genesis for a while, and then I traded away because I couldn't get past the first level. Again, I'm terrible at games, I know. I play for the music, okay?
So do I.
I need food says dirty emulation. Super Sega is a purist. I can respect it for that.
Yeah, thanks, I Need Fruit, being on my side for for something on my side. That's new, I like this.
Jeez, thank you, I Need Fruit, for that little message. Should we move on?
Yeah, I think we should. We move on to what I've been playing, because I haven't talked at all. Because, you know, we're busy arguing over emulation, which is bad. Don't do it, kids, I'm never going to let that go. Okay, so what I've been playing recently, I'm sorry if you can hear the dogs downstairs, they're screeching and screaming. I've been playing Riven for the PlayStation. It's Sony, sacrilege, I'm sorry, but Riven's fun.
Riven?
Yeah, Riven. It's the sequel to Myst. It's got like 6 CDs, and I'm on like the second.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's a game.
I'll say I've played a little of Myst on the PSP.
Emulation. No, we're not.
This was not emulation. I actually earned a genuine copy.
Yeah, you need a disc to play it with. No, if you got a genuine copy, you'd need to put it in a PlayStation or play it on a computer, dude.
Myst on the PSP. It's genuine. They actually ported it to the PSP.
That's not half bad, I guess, then. Oh, whatever. Close enough. It was originally released by Sega. Close enough. Or not released by Sega, but you get what I mean. Sony. I'm about to bang my head against the wall.
Was not a big fan.
You know, we weren't a big fan. Well, to be honest with you, I didn't like Mist either, but Riven's a lot better. But yeah, I've also been playing King of Fighters 94, 95, and 96 on the Neo Geo CD because I seem to be addicted to it right now. Your dog's been
hurt.
Siren. Yeah, you're right, Ink. Sorry about that.
Is that emulation?
No, it is emulation, thank you very much. I have a Neo Geo CD. Boom. It's great. You should get one.
Ink, she can't hear the dogs, but she can hear the sirens. Sorry.
Yeah, quit murdering people back there, Jamie. Yeah, I need Kirby. He actually knows what I'm talking about. This is awesome. Cough rules. What have you been playing with? I've mostly just been doing the USA team, and I'm dying every 20 minutes. And then when I'm not doing the, I play the ripoff of Ken, typically, when I'm not doing the team. Or I think it's 96, I think, was the team one. But yeah, that's what I've been playing recently. So, we are gonna go on to the next... I need more Clark in my life. Yeah, you're probably right about that, I need fruit. Yeah, no complaining, but you brought up he keeps murdering people. But...
Before you go on to the next break, if you've played any games, feel free to message us, like Super Sega said, in the IRC, just click on any of our names. Or go to the Twitter, at Radio Sega, with the hashtag RSTripleTrouble.
Yeah. I'm not sure I should have said there. Okay, so, we're going on to the next segment, which is Super Sega's Remix Rush, where I'm going to play four of my favorite remix tracks that I heavily enjoy very much, music. If Sam would cooperate, that is, because that always seems to be the problem, and it is right now. Okay, so first we're going to start out with is... It's an official remix, though. I always try to have at least one official, you know? Which is Metropolis Furiosa, Club Paris, the Kudos remix. This is out of the Dreamcast game, Metropolitan Street Racer. I had this for a while, then I ended up trading it for a bunch of crappy Sega Saturn titles. But, it's a really fun game if you don't have it. It's racing, and I actually know a guy who's got his picture in some of the Wanted ads in the game. So it's kind of pretty cool to hunt around for them. To, of course, the song Club Paris, but I like the remix better. Okay, so now we're on to Rhythm Thief, Et Les Mysteries de Paris OST. I know I mispronounced that so bad. I did it on purpose, though.
Rhythm Thief's that 3DS game, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. And it's 83 Le Faux Fantomie are entre scene, the option remix. It's an option, if you ever need to hear about that. Crap, I just closed that window. Okay. Okay, so next we've got a Streets of Rage remake, a Ghost Rate the Beta remix. I was hopping along YouTube one day, and I had found this looking for another track, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty nice, I'm gonna play this sometime, and I found it in my old favorites folder that I had saved from about 4 months ago. And, yeah, I'm gonna play that, and... To be honest with you, I can't tell you too much about it right now. I'm sorry, I've kind of forgotten it. I have listened to it, I swear I have. Alright. So next we're going to go on to Zone Runners, which I'm not sure if they're listening or whatever. And the My Rose song, which is pretty nice. It's a I think it's Starlight? No, it's not Starlight Zone. It's a remix of a song in Sega, of course. I just forget what the actual remix is, but it is really awesome. It adds vocals and... I think you guys will enjoy this music segment. Now we're going to start off with Metropolis Street Racer Club Paris, the Kudos remix. Enjoy! We'll be right back.
for most of the day. When this fly girl walked my way, she didn't notice me, so I had to rectify that. Spoke to the mommy, hoping she would reply back. She winked at me with her right eye, wore a red dress with red boots knee high, pink hair and a bob cut. And I'm thinking to myself, oh yeah, I want her. Got talking, dropped a bit of dialogue. Guess the paper color, she joked I was a mile off. A smile crossed her face slowly. I think I wanted time for her to get to know me. So we lounged and had a chat. Then she remembered there was somewhere else that she had to be at. Mommy ran along as I watched her go. She told me to meet her back here, same time tomorrow. Thing is, the situation switched on me, man. So, next day came around, I was laying down, same spot I met her, but she was nowhere to be found. She arrived 2 hours late, I think she was surprised to see I was the type to wait, but something seemed bait, she wasn't offbeat. I asked her what's wrong, she told me somewhat discreet, that there was something on her mind, another guy she'd find. Clearly I was not blind, but I was unwavering, went it to fully win her heart, so I stayed in. She must still like me, where else would she meet? She could have aired me off, done story complete. There was still time and good chance, so the strength of my stance, I passed her a glance and opened out my hand. Here's what I wanna give you, a pair of link rings, and hope we can continue. That's when she came to me to speak. The girl dropped the bombshell, but I had the feeling anyway, I knew this all too well. Though no lies from her side eyes, as she confessed there was another guy with whom she was obsessed. To let me go, she said, was for the best. Well, that's the way it goes, I guess. That's when I presumed that she would take off the bracelets and return them to me, but she turned to me asking if she could keep them. I asked why, she said it was to cherish our weekend. I let her keep the rings with a bit of my heart. Bittersweet, see you later, as I went to depart. Respect in the path she chose, my rose, my rose.
Good friends. So that was Metropolis Street Racer, Club Paris, the Kudos remix, Rhythm Thief, Mr. the Pally OST, track 83. I forget the exact name of it, and I can hardly pronounce it. Okay, and then we went on to Streets of Rage, Ghost Rate, the Beta Mix, and then we went to the Zone Runners, My Rose, which is a pretty awesome song. Alrighty, so this is about time we go into Sega News, which we got some good set of news to talk about. Yeah, good set. Okay, so I'm gonna let Jamie start this, and
Super Sega's just afraid of some of the news that's coming.
Yeah, I'm gonna hate on some of the news today.
So, let's start off with, this week we've got the biggest event in gaming happening, which is the Electronic Entertainment Expo, or E3 for short. And we know that Sega's going to be there this year, and they're going to be showing several games. They're showing Warhammer 40,000, Dawn of War 3, Yakuza 0, Persona 5, 7th Dragon 3 Code VFD, Oh, Super Sega.
Yeah.
And and everyone's favorite franchise, Sonic Boom. Everyone loves Sonic Boom. Does everyone
It's terrible. I'm telling you, Sonic Boom is bad. But I'm gonna save that rant for later. Okay, let's actually get on to the news.
All right.
Let's start off with Persona 5, just because Super Sega's a huge Atlus fan.
Woo! Yeah, I personally cannot wait, but I don't have a PS4, so that may be a problem. Which I'm not gonna buy a PS4, but like, maybe I should. It might be a time.
I thought the game was getting a PS3 release also.
You say PSP or PS3?
I don't think so.
If it's getting a PS3 release, then heck a PS4, I'm getting me a cheap PS3 off eBay or something.
According to Wikipedia, it's PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4.
Oh, well, in that case, that's good news. I'm gonna get me a PlayStation 3 then someday. on to the next one, I guess.
If anyone likes their real-time strategy games, we've got Sega's obviously showing their Warhammer 40,000 franchise, which they recently purchased from Relic, I believe, when THQ was going filing for bankruptcy.
Never mind. We'll let's talk.
Okay. Yeah. And then we got.
I've never played any of them. I don't. The only thing I've seen of Warhammer is the tabletop board games.
Yeah, same. And even then, I haven't even played those yet. I've just heard of them.
And then we got Yakuza 0, which we own Yakuza. Sega's biggest open world game. So obviously Yakuza 0 will be a prequel to Kazuma Kiryu's story. Yeah. And I hope I did not pronounce that poorly, or I spent game would be on my case. Anyone played Seventh Dragon?
Not me, but I like the music.
Not me.
And then, obviously, Sonic Boom.
No, you guys be quiet. No one likes Sonic Boom except for you guys.
No, oh, hush.
I'm Sonic right. Boom.
Sonic Boom Fire and Ice, the upcoming game in the Sonic Boom franchise. And there's also going to be a collector's edition that will include a DVD with, I think it was 3, maybe 4 episodes that feature Shadow and Metal Sonic.
That's going to be, I'm going to disassociate with Sega for a while there. No, just kidding. It's just, I don't like Sonic Boom. It's a failure of a franchise. They tried to make something good out of it, and it might be keeping them from going out of bankruptcy, which is all, you know, happy and fun. But I think we all want to see the next Sonic Adventure 3. I mean, without a doubt, right?
Hey, that's a lot of dream.
And don't you dare say Sonic 06 was Sonic Adventure 3, because it wasn't at all.
Even I know that.
I liked Sonic 06.
This is why I get angry at you guys. You guys what? Like everything everyone else hates, and then see things that other people like, you hate. Of course,
anyone out there? Have we got any Sonic 06 fans out there? Anyone?
I don't think so.
No?
Anybody, please voice up if you are on the IRC right now. Tell us your stance on Sonic 06. Please tell us and join me against battling Jamie. Please, anybody. I need backup here. Everybody hates Sonic 06. Please, everybody.
Come on, we had the relationship with Princess Elise and Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay, that's the only
that's
thing
weird.
I'll
agree. Bestiality.
That's the only thing I'll agree on. No, just no.
Yeah! I need Fruit and I are like freaking brothers. Yes.
Thank you, Andy.
Come on, I need Fruit!
Right, on to the next subject, Hatsune Miku.
Oh, goodness, this is the day you torture me, isn't it?
Obviously, today we had the Sega Generations episode with what was based on the Project Diva franchise, and we got Project Diva X coming to the Americas on August 30th, according to Sega. Project Diva F, I believe if you pre-order, it'll include a free Hatsune Miku pouch, and it'll also incorporate PlayStation's VR feature, so you can literally host. You can activate a live view mode, which sounds like it allows you to create and watch your own Miku performance. So it'd be like going to a real Hatsune Miku concert.
No. So much nope.
So much yeah.
No, come
you
on.
People are weird. So,
and
what's
then,
your stance on it? Music Clues, you haven't been talking too much.
My stance? I'm open to Maruku. I'm just not buying on PlayStation because I don't buy a system where I need a membership to get most of its features. Xbox Live, PlayStation Plus,
It's not all that bad, Music Clues.
Yeah,
it is that bad.
Say what you want.
Maruku is terrible.
Right, on to the next one. It's talking about more Project Diva.
This is the day you guys torture me, isn't it?
Don't worry. I'll be saving the best news last, so don't worry.
This is already the worst. Don't worry.
So yeah, Sega Europe's looking into releasing new Hatsune Miku as the game is rated in Australia. According to the Destructoid, for whatever reason, Sega has left its European fans twisting in the wind, wondering if they'll ever see localization of titles like Seventh Dragon 3, Code B, FD, and anything else made by Atlus. So it looks like Sega Europe's in a little predicament whether or not to release these titles over here. So, that's bad news for me.
Okay.
Yeah, but that means I will also miss out on Atlus games.
Ouch. That bites.
I think you can deal with Persona 4 and Dancing All Night for now. Those are decent games, don't get me wrong.
Meanwhile, in Australia, which along with New Zealand tend to get games around the same time as Europe, Project Diva X has been rated by the country's classifications board, with Sega Europe listed as the publishers. This seems to suggest that there are indeed plans to release the game across the PAL region, so if it's only getting released in Australian countries, then that means people of Sega Europe can still play the games if they import it from Australia.
Good luck with that, Jamie!
Yeah, good luck importing your games from Australia, you noob. Emulating Miku-loving noob.
Ooh, like Sonic 6 as well.
Fight me, boy. I'd take you down any day of the week.
There is nothing wrong with Sonic 06.
Okay. If I need fruit, there's something wrong with it, okay?
I'm gonna sort of side with Super Sega on that one. But here's the last news. Here's the last news, and I'll cover this one if you don't mind, Jamie.
Come on, let me cover it, please. I've been waiting for this one all week.
Alright, only because you asked nicely.
Right, so the biggest news this week is anyone played LEGO Dimensions? Anyone in the ILC heard of LEGO Dimensions? Well, no. Sonic the Hedgehog is going to be the latest franchise added to the LEGO Dimensions brand. Meaning Sonic the Hedgehog is going to become LEGO.
And Super Sega over here says no to that.
No. Sonic looks like a block. He's slow in the game looking. I don't like Sega's new choices of what they're doing. I'm sorry, Sega. You're trying to appeal to the newer crowd. I get it and all. I don't like that. I'm not a newer crowd.
And do you want to hear the franchises joining there? Sonic in the updated LEGO Dimensions. We got the Goonies. Knight Rider. E.T. Powerpuff Girls. The A-Team. Adventure Time. Harry Potter. They're adding in the new Ghostbusters. And along with LEGO City Undercover, which we know is the Nintendo Wii game. And that's pretty much everything they're going to be adding. And Adventure Time. Mission Impossible as well.
Mission Impossible. You said Beetlejuice, right?
Yeah, Beetlejuice, yeah.
I'm actually going to kind of look forward to that. Okay.
So this will be joining Sonic in the new updated version of LEGO Dimensions. And there was a very good trailer. Well, it involves Sonic interacting with Gollum.
Yeah. And I'm going to go into the IRC real quick and read what people have been saying. Veritech says, my nephews play LEGO Dimensions. Okay, cool. Like, somebody's heard of it at least. I haven't heard of it until, like, you know, I read the Noodles article 20 minutes ago.
Can I read the next
Jamie,
one?
Jamie, Sonic 06 was complete bad word, except for Bentley Jones track. So I'm going to decide the Super Sega on this one. Thank you, Sarah's 96. Yes.
Come on! Not too!
See, you guys, I have Sonic 06. I've played it. I hate it. It isn't good. It's bad. And then we go on to Veritech saying, well, they did about the LEGO Sonic thing. Now they're completely into Minecraft and Plants vs. Zombies 2. Yeah, right. And 90 Troops says, how did LEGO get all these franchises? Not a clue. Veritech says they pay, which is probably right. Crazy amount of money.
Yeah,
I guess.
Probably.
Special LEGO price they get. Maybe they just pay people in LEGO. And up for a little bit of espionage there. Yeah. That would work, though. I mean, if it gets your name out there.
Oh. Yeah. But,
I reckon LEGO Dimensions could win new players to the Sonic franchise.
No!
Before you know it, they're gonna partner with, like, Mega Bloks or something and make their own game, and it's gonna be, like, as bad as Sonic 06.
When you think about it like this, LEGO's still a big franchise and it's a good thing for new generations. So, Sonic is slowly decaying, so what way to win him back in the form of LEGO?
Yeah, you're right, though.
I think it could be a brilliant business decision on Sega's behalf.
Yeah, and besides, I think all the heavy advertising for Sonic this year is just because of his 25th anniversary. I'm pretty sure after this, Sega's going to give Sonic a little bit of a break, brush him off to the side, and focus on the other IPs that they haven't really touched. Cop! Super Monkey Ball! Cop! Space Channel 5!
But the thing is, Space Channel 5 recently did get touched in the form of remasters on the Xbox 360.
That was a long time ago still. Hell, I want a new one.
And yeah. Ulala's still appearing in the crossover games.
And like I said, want a new game.
New game. What do you not understand about new game, Jamie? Stupid emulator person.
You're not gonna let that go, are you?
I'm not gonna let it go, I'm sorry. You're gonna have to deal with it for the rest of your life. That cough, though, yeah, that's for Kate right about that. But they're only talking about LEGOs in the IRC. Veritech says, LEGO's a very high value. It's plastic with, like, a disappointed face. And then 92's going, plastic! It fits together! With a big, you know, big circles and underscores, and you get what I mean. And then Veritech says, most expensive plastic on the planet. And then Esper K starts talking about Music Loses Cough. And we all think that Veritech thinks Music Loose needs quite a bit of medicine in the form of maybe a new Space Channel 5 game, I think, is what he was trying to get at.
Yep, that's definitely what I was getting
at. Yeah, that'll be some good medicine.
I'll say there's better franchises for them to touch than Space Channel 5.
Like what?
Golden Axe, Shinobi, Comic Zone.
He says like two and he's like,
Alex, alright then, Alex Kidd, Fantasy Zone, I want them too.
Okay, you got me there.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
How about we move on to your segment, Janie?
Yeah, why not? It saves us arguing.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
So... Shut up.
No. This is too much fun.
So in my segment, obviously, I'll be playing some of my favourite tunes spread across from the Mega CD, the Genesis, on Mega Drive. But I'm calling it the one name now. Master System, Game Gear, and 32X. And this week, I thought I would visit a particular franchise, one of my favourites, which I have not completed yet because, God, those games are difficult. I thought I'd go with an underwater adventure with Echo the Dolphin. So in my little block, I'll be covering the Mega CD and the Mega Drive versions of the game. We'll be starting off with Medusa Bay from the Mega Drive version of Echo the Dolphin. And then we'll be covering the Tides of Time theme on the Mega Drive. And then we'll be covering the Saint Gabriel's Mask theme from the Mega CD. And end it off with the main theme from the Mega CD version of Echo the Dolphin.
Alrighty, that sounds like an epic list of tracks. So, I'm gonna fade out this one and we'll get right on to Medusa Bay.
Thank you.
So I'm going to let Jamie read off what those tracks were.
Hi, we started off with, I believe, Medusa Bay from Echo the Dolphin Mega Drive dish version. Then we went on to the Tad, what was it, the Tad the Tan theme? I can't remember my own order.
And fine, just say them. We'll get them someday.
And then the 3D stage St. Gabriel's Mask from the Mega CD version of Tides of Time. And we ended things off with my favourite track from the franchise, the main theme from Echo the Dolphin. Mega CD version.
Mega CD, yeah. Alrighty, so that is going to have to do it for today's Triple Trouble show. So thank you to all people in the IRC who are Esper K, Rexy, Will21, underscore Spondy, CTR, Dragonblaze, Fluffy Foxy, Janeros, thanks dude, I saw you hop in like halfway through the show, it hurt my feelings a little bit there, Ink, Jamie, or yeah, Ink, Jamie64326, thank you for being here.
Then
we got Lime, Mick Vines, Music Clues, thank you for being here as well, Music Clues. I mean, I know this is kind of a choice, but you don't actually have a choice, you have to be here. Punk Gamer, Serious 96, thank you for siding with me on Sonic 06 in that stance. Silver Sonic, Super Sega, thank you, you're welcome. Trainer Purple, Trekkie, Vegeta, Vertex, and Zimadin. So, to play us off, at least for this last song, we're gonna do a very nice song at Clockwork Night. It's the lullaby song, so all you can go to sleep if it's like in the UK when it's like 12 a.m. I think right now over there, right, Jamie?
No.
Huh?
Wait, what time is it?
Half past nine in the night.
Half past nine? Yeah, well, it's Sunday as well, so. So yeah, go to sleep. Get sleep, everyone, if you're in the UK. If you're in America, you only got like 7 more hours to make the best out of them. Thank you from everybody at Radio Sega and Triple Trouble Show. I am Super Sega.
I am DJ Music Blues.
And I'm Jamie.
So, here's the song. Have fun, everyone. Have a great weekend. Rest your weekend.
Goodbye.
Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.